Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Ken Sensor's here too, ladies and gentlemen. Ken's the CEO of Spiderworks, the author of The 90% Rule, and his new book, Cause a Disturbance, which he co-authored with John Paolo Cardoso, and he is a great member of our Brain Trust. Ken Sensor, welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks for having me back. Good morning.
It's good to have you back, as always. So I was talking to the audience as before you got here about something I've been talking to them about for a long time, and that's change, and how change really isn't any different today than it was 2,000 years ago, and even the fact that there's time between changes that hasn't changed. But the compression of the time, the velocity of the speed of the velocity of change from one product to another, one strategy to another, whatever it may be, that's what's changed. That's what's increased exponentially, really, over the last 20, 30 years. And that's what's taken everyone's breath away, isn't it, Ken?
Oh, definitely. And, I mean, technology has been driving that. And, you know, in deference to all the, you know, the brilliant people out there who are pushing technology forward. I mean, the flip side to that is, you know, as business people, is that we have to be able to change that much more faster in our businesses, and technology is allowing for that on one side, and it's making it necessary
right.
On the other side.
It's helping to produce it and helping us deal with it, but it's also creating disruptions depending on which side you're on. You know, the one thing I always like to remind people about, Ken, is that for look at how many millennia change was generational. Maybe even you know, over centuries change happened. You know, a blacksmith, if you were a blacksmith in the 1500s, you could still be a blacksmith in the 1800s. You know what I mean? But still, we've got all this stuff, this new stuff that's going on, but you and I are basically made of the same protoplasm as the people who survived the Ice Age, right?
Well,
I mean, we're still the human being is, you know, I don't think I'm any smarter than Thomas Jefferson was, do you? I'm not as smart as he was. So, and he didn't have to deal with all this stuff, so I mean, isn't that important to point out that we've got all this new velocity, and yet we're dealing with you know, kind of old, you know, protoplasm, the original stuff?
Well, we are, and so I think that, you know, the first thing that we have to change is our approach to how we work together. I know that as a team, I like this, you know, that whole notion of more heads are better than one.
Mm-hmm.
We simply can't do and think about ideas on our own anymore. We really need our own brain trust within our companies and through outside advisors. But I think maybe the most important thing to do now is to define, you know, problems or the things that you need to change that much better, so that when you do get into a room to brainstorm, you actually know, you know, what change it is that you need to bring about. And those old sweeping proclamations like, you know, something has to change, sales aren't where we want them to be, we
right.
need ideas, it doesn't work anymore. I was in a very, I was in a meeting that started very much like that about 6 months ago, and I said, well let's drill down a little bit more here. Let's, you know, figure out what success in a change process looks like. How far off are your target dollar sales? You know, how many dollar sales do you need? So how many new accounts do you need? How many people need to work on it? So that you're not starting with, you know, that broad sweeping proclamation, but within about 15, 20 minutes, we figured out that, you know, six people needed to bring in, you know, 12 new accounts,
mm-hmm.
new accounts each within 1 year, within this, you know, target market. And all of a sudden, the change that we needed to bring about wasn't that scary anymore, because everybody said, hey, I can bring in two more accounts.
So are you saying that when we deal with the pressures of the marketplace, and we're trying to decide and trying to figure out what's working, what's not working, and what do we need to do next, that the key is to break it down into smaller pieces?
Yeah, absolutely. And put those pieces up on the wall. Put your target up on the wall, because the more focused you can be, the more clearly you can address that small piece, that next step opportunity, and the better you'll be able to not just focus the people, but put together a plan to achieve it. Mm-hmm. If you're going after, you know, X percent sales increase on, you know, worldwide, that's pretty daunting. If you need to get two new accounts within, you know, 10 miles of where you're sitting today, that's not that daunting. Mm-hmm. And the amazing thing is, too, is that it starts to show you that, you know, in this case, following it on, is that sales actually wasn't the problem for the company I was working with. It was inappropriate marketing.
Huh.
Because what we found is that, hey, you know, if you need two new accounts because they were a high-ticket service company, you didn't need to do a lot of broad-based awareness advertising, which they were doing. They needed more sales training. They needed more coaching.
So they didn't know where they were stuck, did they?
They didn't. And a lot of people are looking at the symptom, and sales or revenue off market to me is always the symptom.
And if you're thinking about starting something new, or if you feel like you need to do something different, if you don't identify what's going to hold that back, that new idea back, or derail it before you get started, you're probably going to fail, aren't you?
Well, yes, that's exactly what I'm saying, and also put it up on the wall.
And it might be a person.
It could be a person
or a team, or maybe two or three people in your organization who nobody wants to say it, or nobody knows how to say it. That there may be some team members who are in the way.
Well, they might be in the way. You know, that's always a possibility. But I find most often is the team doesn't exactly know which way they're supposed to be going.
Right.
And a lot of that obviously falls down to great leadership and great planning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well said. Hey, Ken, I need your website, please.
It's causeofdisturbance.com.
Causeofdisturbance.com. That's the title of the book.
I recommend
it to you, and it's his new book. Folks, it's causing quite a disturbance, too, out there. So check it out wherever books are sold. Ken's going to be back with us one more segment after these messages. 20 after. Stay with us. I'm Jim Lassingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.